welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. So what this podcast is about? This podcast is about business, entrepreneurship, exploring productivity, seeking knowledge, so and so. If you want to become successful in your life and if you want to become productive, then you are here at the right place. Listen to the upcoming episodes fully and I assure you that each and every minute you spend here is worth in listening. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes and we will meet you at the next episode. Until then, this is Hrithik Dharan signing out of from R. Dharan Show. Bye-bye. Are emails dead? There are many social media messaging apps that has replaced emails like Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, Twitter, Telegram, WhatsApp, so and so. And in today's world, if email is dead, then how email marketing is done? In today's episode, Mr. Shahabuddin has come to prove that emails aren't dead and email marketing is done. Email marketing is very important for brands that too, especially for B2C. And here are the importance that Shahabuddin is going to discuss on this today's episode. Hi Shaha, thank you so much for joining in today's top episode. Hi, how are you?
Hey, my pleasure. I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I am doing good, Shaha. So without further delay, we'll start with today's session, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so Shaha, a short intro about yours. If you share your journey, it would be good, right?
So for basic information, my full name is Shahabuddin actually. So I started my journey as a content writer eventually, I got translated into a product marketer. I work in a startup called Bees Innovation Labs Private Limited in Chennai. And we build automation and AI products for ERP, like SAP. Like we build SAP automation products in general. So our customers are mostly focused on B2B. We had several marketing plans and content going in and there. I take care of the content, the copies, and the marketing which goes inside these labs. So this is my overall role. And my journey is quite tricky to explain, but still, I landed up in marketing operations as an MBA, and then I came into content, and I was so much into digital marketing. This product marketing journey was quite different for me. So all these years, and it's going good now. Yeah.
Okay, that's great, Shahabuddin. So, to our listeners who doesn't know, what is email marketing? So, can you just explain about what is email marketing?
Okay, so let me make this clear because I have interacted with a few newbies as well as some startup founders.
Okay.
So, the basic mistake which they make is like they don't realize the difference between cold emails and email marketing actually. Cold emails is something which you pitch to people, your products and services, who don't even know who you are actually. They don't even know you exist actually.
Yes,
so those cold emails can't be sent initially through an email marketing tool was my vision actually. What I did was like I used to blast emails to the email marketing tools and these emails goes and lands in spam box and promotion stuff. So this is one misperception people have. They use cold email marketing with marketing tools which is present in the market and they confuse it with them. Okay. And email marketing, what happens is like email marketing happens when a customer gets inside your company as a lead. Meaning like you give them a lead generation form and they wantedly give their email IDs, their contact details and everything, and then you nurture the leads. Okay. Once if you are getting into a lead generation form and you're giving away your details, you're cold to the company as well. Okay. So what they do is like, so what we email marketers do is like, we nurture you. We convert you from a cold lead to a warm lead and eventually to a market qualifying lead and eventually into a customer. This is what normal email marketing and cold email. Cold emails is something different. Cold emails is what you do for selling. Okay. So yes, this is one misperception people have. And according to me, email marketing is something you nurture your audience through completely written copies, to be more precise. Okay. By the nurturing process, you give people the trust which you are building with your audience, and then eventually they convert into your customers. And most importantly, if you ask me, email marketing plays a major role throughout the marketing funnel, starting from the bottom of the funnel to the top of the funnel and whatever we call it as. The most important aspect of today's email marketing is making customer return to your particular product, which we call as customer retention. This is a major challenge faced by most of the companies, be it any SaaS, B2B or B2C or even a startup. Making a customer to be a customer for a very long time is the biggest challenge as of now, if you ask me. So we need to be in touch quite often, right? So if you are having around 100 customers, you can't just talk with them directly. So this is where email marketing comes in. You need to have an email marketing automation sequence and everything. So cold emails is something different. Cold emails, we have separate tool for that. And that is where we pitch people our products and services. This is the basic difference which people need to understand, which I misunderstood when I started my journey as an email marketer.
Okay. Why email marketing is more important for a company or a brand? Is it mandatory to have email marketing for a company or a brand?
If you take as a startup, we don't get the luxury of all things, right? So emails are cheaper when compared to many other social media paid advertising or paid marketing, whatever you call it. Okay. So to begin with, like you need a few set of customers. Okay. For that, we need to do some cold email marketing at the very start. And before that, we need to establish content to our website, because people, when they visit our website, they need to know what we are talking about, right? So then email marketing starts, where you scrap emails from different websites and identify your audience, target them, segment them separately, and then send emails to them. So this is one part of cold email marketing, which everyone needs to know. Okay, we need to be present in almost all platforms since we are starting up new. And we have, if you have any new competitors, you need to be very persistent and be present in almost all social media channels and emails. Emails are something which can never be dead. So it is better to start with emails, okay? Because you are doing direct marketing to them. Directly, you are hitting the target audience or your ideal customer, and you are pitching your products or services to him, and then you get their replies or get into a meeting or something. That is more simpler, right? So it doesn't involve that much cost, but it is, manually speaking, it requires more effort. So this is one part of why a company needs to do email marketing. The other part is nurturing your customers. Nurturing your customers is something what companies should eventually learn. If it is one or two customers, if you have one or two customers, you can have a monthly meeting or something to engage with them. Okay? Imagine if you are having hundreds and thousands of customers, and how do you engage with them?
Okay.
You need to know what is the present state of their mind regarding our tool. Like, we need to know what they think about us, or we need to give our offers to them, or give our monthly updates to them. Everything requires email marketing here. So if you ask me, like, let's take companies like Swiggy and Zomato. Okay, they do their email marketing with a different perspective. They engage with their audience, and you must have seen many things like, hi, today we have a special biryani for you. That is one kind of, like, they email market their products and services in a different way, so that they are engaging their customers, they're nurturing their customers very, very often. This is one part of email marketing that we need to learn from them too. Like, we need to take inspiration from them, like how to nurture your customers. Nurturing your customers is the biggest part when you start growing your company. So this is where email marketing comes into play.
Okay. So in today's world, okay, email has been replaced by many social media messengers like WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and Twitter, so and so. Is it still effective to use email marketing? Because before social media is booming at the time of before 2008, email was the only way to communicate with everyone. But in today's world, is it does email still exist? Are people consistently reading emails, or what to say? Usually, I don't read emails much. If anything important, only any personal emails only I would be reading. Like that, some brands would be constantly approaching, like Myntra. Like some newsletters would be constantly approaching. I don't even open it. So what is your view according to it?
Okay.
Does it still effective in today's world?
Okay. Yeah, if you ask me, like, there's quite a big difference between having social media communities and your email list, right? So okay. Social media communities are something like they live in their own social media. We can't just ping them again and again. Hey, you have an offer. You have this thing. You have that thing. Like, we are updating our products. We can't say that in all social media. We can just put a post as an announcement there, but we cannot communicate with each of the person present in the social media. Hey, we have an update. Hey, we have an offer. We can't just go them and ping them in their social media. It's their social life, right? So this is one thing which we need to recognize. And emails are something professional. Like, we people don't tend to check emails because our state of professional life is different. Think about the C-level executives, right? They need to keep in touch with their emails. They need to see what is there in the inbox, or like they must have daily updates. Right? If you see it in the inbox, they will be able to see our mails also. So this is one thing which we need to recognize. I know, like, people are thinking email is dead, but to those people, I have one question. I saw recently, you must have heard, like, Intuit has acquired MailChimp, right? If email marketing is dead, why Intuit is acquiring MailChimp? They are trying to penetrate the small and medium business market again. Intuit is a big company, big software financial related product company, but still they are acquiring a MailChimp, and they are trying to penetrate the small and medium businesses also. This is why email marketing is not dead. It has become quite challenging yet. Those who are going to win the challenge are going to win the entire play, which they are going to play the consumers or the customers. Social media life is different and emails are different, if you ask me. Like, social media, we can't just say if you are Ritik and you are my customer, you are going to be on LinkedIn for some other purposes, right? I can pitch you my services on LinkedIn, but I can't update my remarketing or nurture you there, okay? I can have friendly conversations. They are there for different purposes, right? LinkedIn is one platform where C-level executives or business people are present, where we can exchange our information or exchange our products and services, exchange mutual ideas on content marketing or whatever niche you are in. If, say, for example, if you take FB or Instagram, you can't just ping the person like, we have an update here, we have an update there, right? Email marketing is something which is more professional. People find it more professional to engage with others.
Okay, that was good. So you are telling that email marketing doesn't work with our students who are not interested in email. So you are coming to say that...
Not saying in that way. Email marketing works only, like, email marketing works when you are more into professional space. It is for that purpose, actually. It serves that purpose. For example, imagining Zomato is sending you a message in WhatsApp or Facebook. Will you accept it? Facebook, and he's thinking it continuously. Will you accept it?
No.
If he writes a post on Twitter, or if he or she writes a post on Twitter, like saying Zomato is something, putting moment marketing something, you are ready to enjoy it. Will you be addressing Zomato like you are going to send continuous messages here and there? Will you accept that?
No. So, okay. Got it. So, how email marketing is used professionally. Okay.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
And I also go to some websites like... if you are running a website, means for example, you are running a website freelancers website. I go to the website and they are asking me that subscribe to my free newsletter. Why are they providing that? So what is the importance of having a newsletter? Do they get any benefit from that if I go and subscribe? Anything? What is your point about that?
Okay, so it fully depends upon the person who is providing the newsletter. There are many newsletters, actually. I just forgot their names, but still, I do have subscribed some newsletters. If you take some from my mentors who I consider mentors, I also subscribe to their newsletters. It totally depends upon your requirement, actually. Like, why do you go for the newsletters? Why do you want to subscribe the newsletters is the first thing. What people think is like, those who are providing newsletters, they are just trying to provide knowledge for you. What they have learned, they are trying to provide knowledge for you. Eventually, they are building some trust or a brand around themselves with the help of yours. For example, if you are subscribing to my newsletter, if I have one, I'm planning to start one next week. But still, okay. if I have one, if you are trying to subscribe to me, like I'm trying to educate you and you generate a trust over me.
Okay.
You will start eventually learning some concepts from me and you will eventually know like this email newsletter is going good. I'm getting to learn a lot of things. And I know like Hrithik is someone who's engaging with my emails then and there. I have got a high open rate with Hrithik. And hope he's going to be a next part of the community. Maybe that will lead to another part of the funnel actually. For example, if you're subscribing to my newsletter, free newsletter, it may be from any websites. For me, it's a different vision. If it is a company, for example, let us take, if you are running a company, if you're running a B2C company and you're subscribing a newsletter to their company, you might be one of their target audience and eventually they'll promote their products along with the newsletter someday.
Okay. So, I also see in LinkedIn that people say subscribe to my newsletter. Do they get any revenue if we subscribe? Because I have
totally
seen,
depends actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. Like many people earn through this paid subscriptions actually. Oh. It is happening. Those paid subscriptions are really good. If you ask me, like I have gone through some growth marketing newsletters myself, but I haven't paid for them. But still, like it's good. It's just, you can earn via paid newsletters actually. So paid newsletters, like there are plenty of platforms. One platform which I would mention is Substack. If you are trying to build some paid newsletters or something, you can use Substack as an option. So by that way, like paid newsletters, it completely depends upon what the people is talking about. For example, if you want to learn about more about podcasting, you would eventually search for a person who's an expert in it, right? Okay. That expert will give you some free knowledge and as well as with an advanced knowledge, you need to pay him some money. So through that, they will eventually go for courses or through newsletters. Newsletters are much, quite economical when compared to those courses. It depends upon the person. I'm not sure whether the newsletters are more cheaper, but it sounds like quite economical for a year's average. From my point of view, from seeing many newsletters from my point.
Okay. So, how to say? I subscribe to a newsletter called Ted McGrath. I just subscribed for the first time only and he's constantly keep on sending me messages. I also wonder why should he send, I don't even open it. As I subscribed, does he earn anything from that? No,
he doesn't earn anything, no. There's nothing to do, right? Like you just read the email. What revenue is he going to bring actually? No one is getting benefited. It is just telling you like McGrath is present here. I'm sending you constant information, but you're not ready to open, but that's fine. Still, I'm going to send you more information because you're one among my audiences and I want you to grow it along with me. Right?
I think then he would be building brand visibility or trust.
Yeah, that is what. Yeah. He's building his brand. He's trying to build his visibility. You are one among the many funnels which he has.
Okay,
you're part of one among the many funnels which you have.
I thought that in YouTube, it would be like this month's amount of subscribers, YouTube would be paying money, right? So I thought that in new email newsletter, if many people go and subscribe, something would be paying for the creator contact rate. I thought like that. No.
There are paid subscriptions are different.
Okay.
Free newsletters are different. There are newsletters which are paid versions. There are newsletters which are free versions too. It depends upon the company. If you take HubSpot, they give free email newsletters. If you take many companies, they are giving free newsletters. And if you see some personal brands, they give for paid newsletters. They are different. Like you can earn money through paid newsletters also, but you should eventually collect money before giving that newsletter. For example, if I am building a newsletter, which is exclusive on growth marketing or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll eventually announce you that this is a paid version. It will cost around $10 or something.
Mm.
And you should pay me that newsletter for around a year, right?
Okay.
So I will just give you the newsletters until the year subscription gets paid.
So, as you said, now if I'm starting, you are having around 50K subscribers to your newsletter. Does any brands attract any sponsorships to your email newsletter? Is this visible like... If I'm having a decent listeners, some brands, if they are get attracted by my podcast, means they would be sponsoring mine. Is there anything like that in email newsletter? Have you seen anything?
I'm not sure about that, Hrithik. I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay.
But sometimes I see emails. I am not particular about email newsletters actually, but I have been in part of one or two email lists actually, where people used to send me email subscriptions. I subscribe to some email subscriptions personally, but they used to have collaboration webinars where they upsell or cross-sell products.
Okay.
They announce some webinars and they upsell their cross-sell products first.
Okay. Okay.
That is how it works.
That's good. That's good. So, as we have had a good quality conversation about newsletter, and we'll come with you. What challenges you faced in email marketing when you began?
Okay. Not knowing what the difference between cold emails and nurturing the audience. That is what the first challenge I faced. That will be the first challenge everyone faces. So if you want to learn email marketing, since I am also learning, I think I need to learn a lot from email marketing. But still, from what I have learned, if you are getting into email marketing, first understand your product. Understand your product and then understand your target audience. Do a thorough research of what your audience is expecting. Okay, be it C-level executives or be it consumers. Okay. Set up your ideal customer. Imagine how he feels about your product. How he feels the pain points, how your product is solving it actually. So with that, you will be able to create content with the email and that would be a great success, but it takes time eventually. Okay. You need to, if you are writing an email, you should first craft your subject lines, right? That is where copywriting comes into this. So eventually, if you want to start email marketing, you need to be, you need to know at least some level of copywriting. Or you need to practice copywriting and you need to practice content writing too. Because these two are the most essential parts of an email. Copywriting comes into play into a subject line. For example, if the subject line doesn't attract you, for example, an email is sent to you and the subject line is not making you to open it, then there is no use, right? Then there is no, like what you're saying for many other brands and things. If it is a cold email or whatever. What I'm saying is for cold emails now. So this is one thing which I learned, like we need to know copywriting, content writing and everything. So that I have failed many times with this, but still it has shown some fruits for me. So if you learn, once you learn copywriting and content writing, you can market in any social media channels. Meaning, if you know copywriting, content writing, you can provoke people to have a conversation with you, which many people are doing it in LinkedIn. And I myself have gathered leads from LinkedIn using this technique.
Okay.
So, yeah. So this is one part, and another part of email marketing is which I learned is like which I haven't implemented personally, but still I have studied many case studies regarding that. But see, like I have subscribed to one of the major companies' products and to see how they market emails. For example, if you are installing an app and you are not quite actively using it, you'll get an email. It's been one day and you have not used any feature.
Yes,
myself was subscribing.
Yeah, it will be like it's been since long you have been using this. What happened to you? It'd be yeah.
You either get a mobile notification, which we usually swipe it off, or you either get an email, which we eventually swipe it off either. But if the subject line is very attractive, we'll tend to open it or just even click it, or you just even see the subject line and just leave it up. Right. This is one type of email marketing which I never understood, but eventually, like since it was like I have seen many marketers and many interacting with many products, I saw that like this is one part of email marketing which people need to know when you're starting up. Right. So this is where like product, when you take a product, eventually you have to have a marketing plan before even creating the product. Right. So you need to understand what channels we are going to establish our content. Where are our audience present? How do we get their emails? Okay, this is one plan we should go. For example, if you are creating a music app, you should build your community first, not straight away, because you don't have any people to announce the app to. You should have a community. You should have an email list. Build them and then introduce your product. You'll get a set of new users and then interact with them. And eventually, this marketing happens. If your product is really good and your marketing really really well. This is going to help you now all that, right? These are the two major things which I learned actually this 1.5 years. Yeah.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Okay. In your journey, when you started email marketing, what was the interesting things you got to know? I mean, what any interesting campaign you ran before? Or any interesting consultations? Can you share with us?
Okay. I have run around 4 to 5 not interesting campaigns. Like everything was interesting, right? Everything was a challenge. Eventually, I failed in 2 or 3, but still, we managed to have a good open rate. But I understood that open rates are not enough. We need some click rates, so we need some meetings and all. So I ran some specific campaigns of webinar. It was quite challenging for me because we had very few contacts and need to blast them emails for, but it eventually ended well. Like we had some people attending our webinar. It was really good. And apart from that, I consulted one of e-commerce growth agency, like where I consult people like how to do email, cold email marketing again. So that was quite interesting. I got them around 4 to 5 meetings, I think. With my consultation, they got 4 to 5 meetings with the cold emails alone. So that was quite challenging because I had this email marketing journey, like 50% failure, 50% success.
Yes.
So both I had.
Okay.
So it was quite interesting. Like email marketing is all about learning, right? Nothing we can't predict everything. Once you have a larger list, for example, if you're having 1,000 contacts and 10% of them convert, that's an achievement if you ask. We can't make 900 of them open your email and 950 members to get into your meetings. Right? That is not going to happen. Unless until you have 1 lakh customers, 1 lakh contacts, you can expect 1,000 or 10,000 to open them and set up a meeting with you. So this is one part of journey like I experienced myself. And whenever you are trying to, if you are a freelancer or if you are a solopreneur, and you will eventually get frustrated, right, by sending one email, only one email. Please try to avoid it. Like if you're sending one email, send them follow-ups eventually. One email is not going to work. There are people who are really busy in their fields. So once you send them one email and then after 2 or 3 days, send them another follow-up. And after 3 to 4 days, send them another follow-up. Eventually stop with 2 or 3 follow-ups because we don't need to, what to say, we can't push the customer, like we can't push our client to use our services. Like, this is one thing which people need to understand.
Yes. So there are various marketing, right? Like affiliate marketing, social media marketing, digital marketing. Other than that, why email marketing? Why you chose email marketing?
Let me make it clear here. All which you mentioned comes under umbrella called digital marketing. And affiliate marketing and whatever you mentioned, right? Okay. All comes under digital marketing. When you take a digital marketing plan, you need to have all sorts of methods involved in that marketing. Meaning you should have a hybrid or an interactive email marketing present in between. Okay. And email marketing will be present in the middle of the concept actually. For example, like you need paid ads, you need organic reach, you need the email marketing going, you need a community which goes inside and outside. For example, let me give you a structure of how email marketing should be, which I learned from my mentors and from my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a blog content, or you should have plenty of worthful contents, and people will eventually search for it once SEO is being implemented.
Okay.
If you have a form, you will get email lists from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, if you want to grow your website and get leads from there, you just go for social media, like you just go for Google Ads or something, and then you get leads from there. You run campaigns on social media and get leads from there. Okay. And eventually you have to do organic reach by SEO on the thing. Like everything needs to be integrated, and you should have a segmentation of your audience. Like who and all came from social media, who and all came from searches, who and all came from organic reach and everything. You need a segmented list and email market them separately. And then contact with them frequently and ask them to join a Discord community or something like that. And then eventually speak with them and learn how they want the products or services to be. So these are some things which you need to know. So I didn't choose email marketing, frankly speaking. I chose digital marketing and product marketing. And as a marketer, we need to implement everything which is present.
Yes.
Then only you will get to know what is working for your kind of product and your kind of audience.
Yes.
We need to dirty our hands with everything which we in front of us. Then only we'll know. For that, we need not spend so much money on this. We can spend money on email marketing too. That is totally fine. If you're going to nurture your audience, if you're going for email blast or something, cold email blast or something. Apart from that, for paid ads are really costly. It is more costly than email marketing tools actually. And organic SEO is really good. You can try that as a marketer. So from my experience, I have tried Facebook ads, and I'm now trying with email marketing tools. It is really good. And I have also eventually tried SEO and has been successfully implementing that SEO for my company also. That, like, these are something which you need to consider. Like, we can't just restrict ourselves to email marketing. I didn't choose email marketing, to be frank. Like, I chose marketing, and I chose these different channels to communicate with my audience. That is what.
Okay, so you are feeling good about like people say, right? This work is so boring. Do you feel anything like that, or it's interesting?
No, being a marketer, like we not get frustrated then and there. Okay, this will eventually happen. because you need you propose your proposal to around 10 to 20 and one of them replies, that is a great thing to ask for a beginner. Okay, if you write content, if your content doesn't give enough reach, it's completely fine, no problem. That's like one content cannot decide your whole life.
So you're telling that marketers easily get frustrated and we should adjust it.
Doesn't easily get frustrated. You should not get frustrated, actually. There's no need to get frustrated. One day cannot decide the entire week, right? You might not get replaced today. You might get replaced the day after or day after. These are part of business development also. Marketing is one way, where we tell people about our products, where we position our products, where we position our messages to them. When you work in a startup, you have to do business development also. Business development is might be frustrating for you. The product marketing is completely different. You write content, you get reach, you get emails, you do email marketing, you nurture the audience. That is completely different. Getting leads with manual processes, that might sound difficult as you are beginner, but it will eventually work out. When you start for a startup or even for a big company, that depends actually. When you go for a bigger company, you will have sales development representatives or BDs to help you with the leads, and eventually you can pitch them and email market them and everything. Get them for webinars and sell our products, something like that.
Okay.
There's no need to get frustrated. You are going to learn a lot. Everything is a learning. I try to learn at least one factor or one thing every day. Recently I saw the Cadbury's dairy milk ad from Ogilvy. That was quite inspiring for me. I never imagined such advertisement. I know that human empowerment is something important, but still, that was quite different in the form of advertising. Eventually, long back they used it. Swap the teams. The men cricket team used to play and women's team had to cheer. And this time, women were into the play and men had to cheer. That was quite awesome from my point of view. Many marketers appreciate. We see different. We take inspirations. We can't do anything for ourselves. One or two things we can do it completely different. But inspirations is what we need.
Yes. So according to you, what is success and failure in email marketing?
Okay. Success and failure. Success is something you learn. Right. If you don't learn anything from the current campaigns, that is a failure. Okay. If you are getting to learn more from that email campaign, then that is success.
Okay.
That is in short.
Okay. So, and we are here at the end of this conversation. And finally, if our listeners want to start with email marketing and they got inspired by your conversation, so what would be your advice to them?
Okay. Start with copywriting first. Okay. Learn to write copies. Then try to write content. That should be the second one. Try to implement on your own, pitch services for your any freelance. If you're into freelance, try to pitch it to your audience. Or if you need an internship or a full-time opportunity, try pitching your emails to the companies you're trying to reach or the decision makers you're trying to reach. Check your email address and everything. Okay, do it yourself first and then move to tools. You want. Okay, there are plenty of tools available in the market now and you can use any of them. And before that, you need to do some technical verification, because if you are having your own domain, if it is from Gmail, you have some specific process, and if it is from your domain, you have some specific process which you have to integrate with the email marketing tools. These things we should learn eventually, right? So with these things, you'll know the current setup of email marketing works. And then learn marketing automation. Marketing automation is something which you cannot avoid, right? Imagine if you are sending thousands of emails, you cannot write manually and send it to everyone. So you need some marketing automation to help you out. So learn how things work, marketing automation tools, and how other people are doing it, right? Take inspirations from companies. If you want to be B2C or B2B, doesn't matter. Take inspirations from companies. Even Zomato subject line can be very great use if you want to B2B business too. If you know how to alter it and how to take solutions from.
And also one thing I needed to ask. I learned email marketing. I learned, and now I want clients. Do I go in search of clients, or do I just join in a company to get clients, or what is your view on it? Can we do freelance in it, or how?
Okay, so if you are into freelancing, for example, if you are writing content and content writing is your niche, okay, you need clients for that. First, you need to understand the client's website. What are they lagging in? What you can do to them to improve their business? No one is going to pay for you for just writing content. They need some profit from what you offer. Right? So we need to analyze what the competitor, like what is the client's weakness and what their competitor has, frame that in an email and then send it to them, and send like along with that email, you send them like how we can improve it and how you can help them to improve that.
Okay.
Only if you help people to improve their business, they are ready to pay you, right?
So
you need to analyze that first.
Yes.
So
yes,
this
yes.
way you will have to market in emails. In email, in a structured email, if you ask me, like we usually follow the AIDA formula, AIDA, okay, where you pull the attention of the audience and give them an intention and then take a decision and authority. Okay. So like in the first few lines, you address them with their current achievement, and then the next next upcoming paragraphs, you need to give a gist of what the business requires and what people are facing now, and then give your solutions. For example, if you take a website and Andrithik's website doesn't have Instagram and doesn't have Instagram reels and doesn't have any Facebook content and doesn't have any LinkedIn content, I will suggest like, see Andrithik, like these are absent. This content is really important for your business. You need a personal brand for your business to grow your podcast. And further, you need some blog content where you describe about how the podcast went and everything. This can give you a higher reach. And I can help you with the content writing. Is that fine? If you are you ready for a meeting this day? This is the way you write emails, if you ask me.
Actually,
and something then depends totally on them.
You perform now a cold email task now by telling her name. Yeah, that was good.
So it was just an example which I wanted to say. Site, right? I didn't get any examples at that moment. So no. try to personalize all your emails. Don't send out random subject lines and random something. Like if you address someone, if I am opening an email, I like to be personalized. It should be written to the customer directly. Do not say, "Hey all, here is our product." No, that doesn't work. Say a thing or hey, who are someone's name. That's how it works.
Yeah, in my previous marketing, in social media marketing also, Shweta said that don't say it, just connect with your audience. Just tell your name, like, hey Shahab, I think you're doing emails, that company or brand gets connected with you. So yeah, most are making this mistake. I also get some emails like...
That is what I have myself made this mistake. I got some black guys, which we need to eradicate something. That is why I'm saying, insisting to concentrate and write emails.
In that also,
personalize? Yeah, yeah.
Zomato is making more personalized emails. Like in their...
Why are Swiggy and many other companies?
In their regional languages, they are sending like Hrithik in
English. Yes, exactly. Yeah. They know their audience. They know their audience. Yeah. That is what I'm saying. You know your service and you know your audience. That is what the first thing I mentioned. Study your product thoroughly, know your audience, and then go for marketing. Don't go blindly. Imagine if Zomato is asking, hey Hrithik, can you buy this iron box from us? will it be relatable? No. You suspect them for a food product or something like that.
Yeah. He's like taking more affection than he's asking in ignite biryani solova. Like I'm not even in the mood.
Yes.
You are carrying me like as you're asking like my mother in ignite biryani solova. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. We have to build a connection with our audience.
You have to build a connection eventually. You know what your customer opens and what. For example, you might have not opened an email containing, here's a dosa for you. And if you must have previously responded to them like, hey, I think there is a biryani, something like that. So they eventually send them doubt. Imagine that Hrithik will have biryani in whatever times of day he's ready to have that in during the weekends. That is what their mindset might be.
Yes. And that's it, Shahabuddin. Thank you for joining in today's episode. That was great conversation.
Okay.
And I hope it would be helping our listeners. And all the best for you.
Hope it helps. And thank you for having me here.
Thank you.